that you? Do you want to move seats so that you can speak into the microphone?
I have a hearing problem.
Yep.
And I cannot understand, you know. So can I just read through some main points? And you can just take that all in, and not much point. Even with Morris's microphone, I have difficulty in the... So as long as I just... I won't hold you up too long. I'll be quick as I can.
Yeah, it's all right, okay. Go ahead.
Will I start?
Yep.
Okay. The plan that I read originally would have bankrupted most of Southland Agriculture. So, will main point is, I hope the environment Southland people will keep altering to rectify any overrun in costs. Planning costs, well, at the moment I've got 30 hectares of land. I only run 100 sheep, and at the moment I've only got 7 cattle. If I've got to pay between $5,000 and $20,000 in consent, I'm going to have to double my stock numbers. Also, all land, main concern is all land that is with streams fenced off. People have still got to pay rates on that. They should be allowed to not be rated on that fenced off land because they can no longer use it. Overseer, what I've read, is only a tool for a computer. It's not workable on the average farm because it doesn't, it's not modelled on that farm. Also, the swimmable, I'm not sure whether you guys have got 260 to 540 and 540 to 1000, but the EU says that 1000 is good quality for swimming. Well, how come we don't just follow that? We're actually shooting ourselves in the foot because we'll make farming in Southland uncompetitive. The RMA says a cost benefit should be done so that communities won't be affected by any over the top costs. As I said before, well, the plan should be flexible. It shouldn't be set in concrete. Well, Massey University said that nitrate would take 50 years to leach into streams and rivers. Now, in 1983, Southland had 7.83 million sheep. Now they, on average, would pee in about 10 litres of pee a day, which would work out at 78 million litres. Now on today's, I'm not sure whether the cow number's right. If we've got 212 cows peeing into today's soil, and if an average cow pees 80 litres a day, that would come out at 16 million, nearly 17 million litres, which is a wee bit over half of what, that's less than what the 83 million would have, 7.8 million sheep would have peed, wouldn't even be there. So I'll rectify that, I'm getting a bit mixed up. At the moment, 2015, Southland had 3.7 million sheep. They would have peed 37 million litres into this soil. And today's figures of cows would pee 16, 17 million. So you're not really... the newspapers tend to crucify agriculture. Also, you've got a problem with... the town sewage systems, the measurement of nitrate coming out, because you got, say, 50,000 people piddling into the sewage system in town, well, that doesn't actually get, as far as I know, that doesn't get siphoned out. It's still got to go somewhere. Rotting vegetation is another, with E. coli, it's found that 13 out of 18 tests on Waiau, Motera, Akarima and Pariti come up positive for E. coli, so that's rotting vegetation. And then you've got your wildfowl, which had 16 out of 18. Another problem is tourism. All the freedom campers are pooping all over the place, which is going to get into the river. You have a risk of typhoid or cholera, and there's probably giardia all over the show. And also, snow. When it snows, what I've found out, snow actually drags nitrogen out of the air. So if you take a reading after it's, say, last weekend, you'd get a higher reading of nitrate. Anyway, nappies is another major source of nitrate. So if you work out how many babies are born every year in Macargill, you'd have a bit of a problem. After my time up yet.
Getting close, but carry on.
Another one was the all town residents. If they're releasing contaminants into the system, they should have to do a plan and get a consent form. And what will actually be the benefit of some of the rules? Will they benefit or will they not? Anyway, I'm just about to the end. Apparently microbes release as much nitrates into the soil as 5 cows per year. So we've got, that's a natural source. That's about it. You can chew on that.
So. Yeah, thanks, Mr. Payne. I'm not sure if we have questions for you, but I'll just check.
Not for me.
Oh, one final one was, Fish and Game, shouldn't they have a consent?
They
manage fish and ducks, so the ducks and the fish are putting contaminants into the system. So to have a level playing field, Fish and Game should also have to do a consent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dairy Holdings, come on up.